Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 22 of the Depressed Breakfast Club. This week, we are bringing you the gays. We are going to be talking about how mental health affects the LGBTQT plus 2S. God, I hope I got them all right. Community.
I don't even know all of them, and I'm part of it. I just stop at the LGBT because I don't remember any more of that alphabet.
And what's going on mostly in the US right now with transgender and gender fluidity. So before we start, once again, we're not medical professionals. What we voice here is strictly our own opinions, our own thoughts, our own words. We ask that should you be feeling off, depressed, anxious, whatever, go seek medical advice if you're in a very, very dark spot. Joyelle's going to give you some phone numbers, people you can reach out to. Joyelle?
Yes, so if you're feeling suicidal or you need somebody to talk to, you can call the suicide hotline in Canada at 1-833-456-4566, or you can text 45645, and that's in Canada. And in the US, you can call 988 or text talk to 741-741. And so please, if you're feeling suicidal or you need somebody to talk to, please reach out. And on to Taylor.
Good morning, everyone. As always, just a reminder that our email address is depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys. You can also find us on Facebook under the same name. We've been better at posting almost daily. I think we all kind of forgot about it the past 4 days, because I won't even lie, I forgot it existed until last night, and then I realized, oh crap, so did the other two.
In my defense, my daughter graduated from the University of Windsor with her master's degree on Friday. I was very busy.
Yes, you were, and you did pictures, and you got to go out for dinner, and you have friends, and you have a life. I won't even try to come up with an excuse. I have nothing. I literally forgot the thing existed until I literally went on it last time. Like, oh God, I hope the other two remembered. Then I looked, I'm like, oh, it's been 4 days. Well then, we did really good for a week.
We'll have moments.
Yes, we will. We all have senior moments where our brain just goes for a little walk and then it comes back and goes, oh, we have that.
I just didn't come across anything interesting.
I did. I have. I have at least two videos that I saved to my phone. I'm like, oh, I really like these. I'm going to put them on the page. And then apparently promptly turned around and went, what page?
Peanut, the truth teller. I wasn't interested.
Peanut's just like, I ain't got nothing to add to it. I'm just a talent.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So, and for the quote for, I was going to say this month, this week, is a nice simple one that I found and I actually really like, because obviously it's for specifically this month, and this topic is, go away, you're not what wanted there. Take pride in your mental health journey. And I'm not sure if all of our listeners will know or not, but June is actually Pride Month. So while it looks like we were right on top of topic, I fully admit, I know I'm the one in charge of the episodes. I'm like, yeah, this is what we're doing. This is the next one, yada, yada. And this is all a happy accident. I fully admit this is a happy accident that at the start of June, I'm like, here's the gay topic. No, no, no. I realized it yesterday. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I timed that good. I'm so good. I'm so smooth.
Well, if I may.
Of course.
Jump onto your quotes. I have one. I actually posted it on my personal Facebook today. And it just simply says, a friendly reminder that you don't need to fully understand the nuances of gender identity to know that each individual person knows who they are better than you ever will. I like that one.
I like
I
it. Is
like
that
that one a lot.
Joelle, do
I
you have a
have.
kitten near you?
You think?
It's either that or you get really good at turning into a cat.
Yes, little Jasmine has decided that she needs to be up in my face right now.
Maybe she's gay and she's trying to tell you right now. She's like, Mom, listen to
Coming
me.
out.
She might be, right? Are you
She is a
gay?
cat. Maybe
Are
she likes
you
other pussy.
gay?
But yes, I do like the quote that you shared today. I thought that I saw that, but did you post it on your Instagram too, or just on your Facebook?
It
Oh,
when I
okay.
post it on my Facebook, it automatically goes to my Instagram.
Again, I forget that that happens with mine too. I post it, and then someone likes it on Instagram. I'm like, who the hell posted on there?
Haven't been on Instagram in days.
That's exactly it. So for this week's topic, obviously in my case, as my mother teased me this morning, because she asked me what today's topic is, and I was like, oh, it's gay. And she looked at me and she went, oh, do you have something to tell me? And I burst out laughing. I was like, no, I have nothing. I'm as straight as the day is long. So obviously I am the gay representation of our group. But then on top of that, also Dana actually has a very gay brother.
He's not
I
just
absolutely
gay, right? He's very gay.
he is very gay. He is that he is
It
the
this way, if you
epitome.
look up gay in the dictionary, there's my bro.
Yes. He is sitting there. He is like he's that stereotypical gay that you're like, yeah, you're the one they did the definition off of, aren't you? As he wears, I can remember going out for breakfast, and he was our waiter, of course. And laughing hysterically, because it was actually, I think Shauna and I had gone out for breakfast, and I looked over and I slapped her in the arm and I pointed at his feet because he was wearing high heel running shoes.
Oh, he wears his springs.
Yes. He was wearing those. And the two of us just burst out laughing. I'm like, yep, that's our drag queen right there. As he flourished around the floor.
So for our listeners, we're Canadian, we're all Canadian. These shoes that my brother wears, you can only purchase in the US. So he has to go over to one of the suburbs of Detroit to buy them. And they're expensive, but they literally are shoes. And instead of a heel, they have a coiled spring that is about, I'd say maybe an inch and a half
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably like
high.
maybe two at the most.
And yeah, he's taken a lot of shit for wearing those shoes. But what people don't realize is those shoes are made for people with back issues and hip issues and people who are on their feet a lot. So if you were to go into a casino and had the privilege of going into a pit and looking at the dealer's feet, you would see a lot of dealers wear those shoes because the coil absorbs the
The
shock
shock.
of you standing. He worked at a casino and he's been a server or working in the service industry since high school. My brother is 53 years old. He's still working in the service industry, delivering food to your loved ones in Windsor's hospitals.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
He personally, myself, I have a hard time walking in flat shoes. I could never wear them. But yeah,
I
he
would
rocks
die.
those bitches,
Oh my God. He run like I shit you not, people. He runs in them. Like I think that's one of the things that I always marvel at with drag queens is that there's that little bit of jealousy that comes through, but I'm like, I hate you guys just a little bit because you watch them like just They stomp the fucking runway and
Oh.
they look phenomenal doing it in like 10 inch heels with platforms. I'm like, if I have a little kitten heel, it's like 1 inch, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna twist my ankle. I have to practice in chunky heels for like a week or two before I wear them out into public because my ass is gonna go crumpling down to the ground. I'm like, how? How do you just all just make it look so natural? Like, yeah. Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
You have no idea how thankful I am that my brother is gay, because he taught my daughter how to walk in high heels. There were there,
Best.
I mean, honestly, she would have been lost without me, a broken ankle at some point. You know, thank God for the gay uncle. That's all I can say.
Oh, it's just it's like I said, it's a marvel to me. I just watched them do it. I mean, not even including like the death drops and the splits that I don't even have a male anatomy. And my thought is, as they go plummeting to the earth in a split, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I just busted a nut. And they're like, oh yeah, and back up they go. I'm like, nope, I can't do that on a good day. I can't even do the splits when I'm laying on the ground and I'm flexible. That's just not, nope.
So let's get the conversation rolling. So I will start with questions for you, Taylor.
For me,
And
why?
because of you being a member of the community, I'm just a family member of the community. I'm
You're one of our very
supporter.
close allies.
I am an ally and a supporter, yes. So not conversations that I've had with my brother regarding his mental health about being openly gay and how people treat him. We don't have those discussions. You know, I'll be like, everything okay? And he'll be like, you know. And I'll be like, yeah. And that's it. You know, we don't get into the
Yep,
in-depths.
you're like, that's as deep as we're going.
And I mean, and it's so weird because, like, honestly, he is my best friend. We're like very
Freaking
close. We're
frack.
13 months apart, so we have a very good relationship. So what I want to know is how does being part of the community and with everything that's going on with don't say gay, drag queens are the devil's sidekick. Not YouTube that's teaching your daughter to twerk. No, it's the drag queens. How does that affect your mental health and how do you deal with it?
So for me, it's one of those things where I try not to follow too heavily into the things because it makes you feel a range of emotions because you feel saddened that you're seeing these things happening, like watching what's going on in the States and watching it become illegal to be drag queens and illegal to do shows anywhere near kids, like within, I can't remember what the stupid distance was, but they were like within, we'll say 100 yards of kids. It's disheartening, maddening, and just sadness all the way through and disappointment because you would think that in the 2023 that we're in, the world would be a better place where it's just a, okay, you know what? You accept someone for who they are and you love them for who they are. You don't go, oh, well, you're a drag queen. Clearly, you're a pedophile. I've had actually several friends now who have actually looked up records and all that and have as of yet to find a pedophile drag queen. There's not actually been one that they've come across. I haven't gone that in depth with it just because I don't want to get that pulled into the dark void of it because it
I
just
have.
plays havoc.
I will admit it. I have researched it only because I get into a lot of Facebook arguments with the ignorant people on my friends list. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying, I fully support people looking that up. And I know that you're one of those trolls that's the troll for the good because you're not doing it to, like last week, how we talked about the keyboard warrior trolls who will come in and they're just spreading negativity about
Yeah.
you. Come in to try and correct people's ignorance and tell them, like, no, there are no recorded incidents of this. There's none of this. There's this, and there's this, but there's none of this.
Oh, and by the way, don't think I won't throw some fucking statistics at you either. I'm the queen of statistics. I know where to look. I have statistic pages bookmarked on my laptop.
Oh shit, you're ready. You have it loaded in the chamber. You're like, you want to go?
Oh,
There's the statistics.
there is nothing worse for me than seeing hate being spread and they have nothing to back it up. Like these videos that people are showing where drag queens are twerking in front of children. And I look at these videos and then I hear, I will never allow my child to be read a story by a drag queen. And that's when my statistical need to prove you wrong comes in, and I go to those pages, and then I will become that keyboard warrior. But I've got the shit to back up what I'm saying. I'm not just spewing words. I'm throwing statistics at you to prove you idiots wrong.
Yes.
So that's what I need to stop doing, is getting caught up in all the hate on social media. But it's so hard when some of it is relative to me.
Oh God, yeah. There's no easy way to ignore it when, like, I have trans friends, I have lesbians, gays, you name it, I have all of them. Gotta collect them all. And I don't look at any of them any differently. Like, my mom always raised me. Number one, she raised me. She's like, it doesn't matter what's between their legs. If you love a person, you love a person for who they are. That's it.
Right.
And that's how I was always raised. So I really just don't care. It's like, okay, I'll be with whoever makes me happy and vice versa. But she also taught me, she's like, okay, you treat everyone with respect. Unless they give you a reason not to have respect for them, you treat them with respect because that's how you want to be treated. If you want someone to give you respect, you have to give it to them. Now, if they do something to unearn your respect, then you can take it back and be like, oh no, you went from being Miss Dana to, oh no, you Dana. Fuck you. But
Joyelle,
it's,
you want to
yes.
weigh in?
Oh, I was just saying, is she still there?
Well,
Did the kitten suffocate
kitten's eating Joyelle now. We've lost her.
We love her. Oh my God, the eyeball is so juicy.
I don't have a lot to say because I'm not very educated on the subject. Truthfully, I don't, like, I know nothing about what's going on, and that in the States, I don't follow it. Which I don't know, is it, I don't know if that's me being ignorant or
I think that's more protecting your own mental health because it's, you feel
yeah.
helpless. Like, you get so mad at the situations. Like, I get completely pissed off at the situations, but then I have to remind myself, I'm like, I literally can do nothing. I
Like
can't make any
it's
changes in
stupid,
the
it's
States.
just stupid. Like I think in the like grand scheme of life, like you have people being murdered, for God's sakes. And like who cares if somebody, oh, I don't want this. You guys were talking about drag queens twerking. Well, what about fucking nasty ass Miley Cyrus? Right? She is just nasty.
But
And
oh
that
yeah.
and that's what I'm saying. Like these holier than thou Christians are going on news broadcast shows and talk radio and talk shows, and they're saying shit about the drag queens going into the classrooms and reading stories, and they're grooming the children what to learn to read. Yeah, they're grooming your child with a fucking education. But these are the same parents who have given their 9-year-old an iPhone that's already equipped with YouTube. I don't know. Have you watched some of the fucking videos on YouTube?
No, I had TikTok too.
Oh
And
God,
some of the
TikTok,
stupid
YouTube, like
challenges, like you're worried about.
the cinnamon challenge, the Tide Pod
Yeah,
challenge.
I was just gonna say Tide Pod. Like, seriously, if you're a kid, nobody had to tell me, nobody in my life do I ever remember telling me not to eat laundry detergent.
Right?
Right.
Like,
I mean,
why do you have to be told not to eat laundry detergent?
there were a couple times in my life where my dad said, "Say that one more time and you're gonna eat a bar of soap."
Yeah.
That was different.
I was gonna say, you probably had it coming, let's be honest. You
But I
probably
mean,
said something and it's like
even like, because I mean, it isn't even little kids, it's like fucking teenagers. Like,
yes.
what is wrong with
Oh.
you mentally? Are you really that stupid?
Yes,
And
I think people are.
yet, like, you're concerned about freaking a drag queen, or you're concerned about whether somebody likes the same sex, and it's like you have children being molested and people being murdered and just people are idiots eating Tide and whatever and dying from their own stupidity. And so I tend not to follow, and it's not just like the gay and lesbian and that. I don't follow that. I don't really follow the news that much because again, they twist and turn stuff also
Oh God, yeah.
to make it worse. And I just feel like I don't know, like I'm gonna get myself in shit again.
Probably.
Now I really can't wait to hear more of what she has to say.
Because I don't know how to say it, because maybe I am being ignorant in that, because I don't, like I said, I don't have any family members that deal with this. I don't have close friends. Well, I mean, Taylor, but
That's it. I'm quitting.
No, but like, I mean, throughout my life, I come from a small town. I think like we in high school, we had one gay person, and well, I mean, there's probably more, but we had one that was out. I mean, I never saw, he never got treated poorly. He was actually one of the most popular kids in high school. And I just feel like why, like same with, I don't look at people's skin color. I don't like their sexuality. Like, we're all humans. We all should have the same rights. We shouldn't have to fight for those rights. But
Exactly.
then I'm on the other side of this is where this is going to get me in trouble. Just like when we were talking and we got talking about the racism, and I was like, it's in the past. I feel sometimes too with like the gay and lesbian community too, that there's people that want to keep living in that past
Oh, 1,000,000%.
of when it was not acceptable. Like they've made so many strides over the years, and yes, there's so much more to make, but some people want to live in that past and still be like, poor me. And I'm all about like they have like Black History Month and they have like Pride Month and everything like that. But being, I kind of feel like being, it's wrong that I'm straight because that I'm white and I'm straight because we can't, you can celebrate those events and which is awesome and go ahead, do it. But if I celebrate that I'm white and have a white parade, I belong to the Klan.
Oh
And
God, yeah.
if I have a parade that I'm straight or I'm proud of that, I'm homophobic. So this is where this is getting me in shit right now.
Okay, so I'll play devil's advocate
Because it could be like, I am I ignorant? Maybe I'm ignorant.
and I'm gonna throw you the life raft
Float,
that
peanut.
As someone who has a family members, because I have cousins that are part of the community too, on top, like along with my brother. I have my best friend identifies as asexual. I don't think that what you're saying is wrong. I think that because you don't know the struggles that they've had to go through in order to be accepted. So therefore, what you're feeling is validated because you're like, well, why should they get special attention? I want a day to say, hey, I'm white. I want a day that says, hey, I'm straight. That's every day for you because nobody treats you badly for being a straight white person.
And that is the truth of it, because I mean,
And sorry, Taylor, just
oh no.
I'm not trying to be ignorant and I'm not trying to be mean. I've watched my family members struggle. I know what it was like for them to be in the closet to come and what it took for them to come out of the closet, and that's when the struggle began. Because once you come out, now you're struggling to be accepted. And not everybody is accepting. And
No.
that's where things like Pride Month or Pride Weekend in Windsor gives them a chance to be their true,
Seen.
genuine selves, to be seen and to be heard without the fear of persecution from haters. I mean, you're always gonna have those group of people that quit shoving your bullshit down my throat. Listen, and this is the golden rule of life. You don't like what you see, move the fuck on. If you're on Facebook and you don't like what somebody wrote, scroll on by. You hold all the power to live your life the way you want to live it. There is absolutely no reason why you should be living your life to hate somebody else.
I don't need a parade or anything like that. I'm
I'm going
curious
to work with
because
I'm going to work with the flags on
yeah,
Thursday when I'm not gonna.
I I'm just curious because you know what I mean? Because if I like if as a white person, I understand what you're saying, but if we did those things,
Oh,
like then,
absolutely.
but I also like I think everybody should get along,
Oh
and I
God, yeah.
think everybody, we're all human, we all have struggles, And I think everybody should be treated equally. We should all have the same rights no matter what.
In
And
the
unfortunately,
utopian
that's,
world.
yeah, unfortunately, that's not the way it is. But I think too that you can't just, I find sometimes that people forget, like, this is gonna get me in trouble. That there can be racist black people,
Absolutely.
and there can be like gay people that are, not that, I don't know what you would call it, but that might
We
not like white
are
people, or not white people, but might not
straight
like
people.
straight
Oh,
people.
there's a lot of that. Like, there are so many gay people. It's why I have such an issue with my own community, is because to me, the whole point of it is that we're supposed to come together as the human race. We're supposed
Yeah.
to support and uplift each other so that at some point in time, I hope and pray that there is a point in time where it's just we're all human beings. And that's literally where it stops. People
See,
see nothing different,
and I think that's where
but.
my thinking comes from, like, why can't I have a white parade? It's just the fact that that's never talked about. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you talk about racism, it's always against, like, I understand because it has always been against black people, but there are some of them that are racist, and there are gay people that don't like straight people, and
Well, there's a
that,
lot of them.
so
Yeah, and that's recognized. That's
oh
recognized.
no,
But that's what I'm my
yeah.
to counter your, I feel like I'm not recognized as a white person. We didn't struggle. We never had to struggle
Yeah.
being who we were, or who like what our identity was.
I don't, me personally, like, I don't actually feel like I'm not recognized. Like, I don't feel like I'm just, I don't feel that way. I just am curious in my thinking, I guess, because I mean, like, I just think, because I think of everybody as the same. So I don't think of myself as special or anything like that because I'm white or because I'm straight. I'm just curious in, I guess, in a equality or fairness of way that we can celebrate this and that's okay, but we can't celebrate this without it being something negative, I guess, is what I'm saying. I don't actually need a white parade or anything like that. Okay, so anyways, as we were talking about and I was getting myself in trouble, I do apologize. I am not trying to be mean or ignorant or flippant. I'm just trying to learn why myself, why some things are acceptable and some things are not. I don't think, when I think of myself, I don't necessarily like think of myself as just like a white straight person. I'm just a person. And that's how I think of other people as well.
They're just a person. They don't have a label. I'm saying
Right.
they're just a human being.
You And so I'm just curious about how, like, we're all fighting f to be, like, you, not all of us, but are fighting for equality and to be treated all the same and all with respect and all have the same rights.
So I can obviously speak from the gay point of view. It's very glittery over here and rainbowy. Oh, and fancy fingers everywhere. So like how Dana was explaining it earlier, with the for gay people, like the rights that we've had to fight for because they were taken away from us. So it's an interesting argument that my mom and I have gotten into before, because I can't even remember what the hell we were watching, but we got into a heated discussion because on the TV show, it was set in, I want to say like the 50s or something like that. And one of the male characters was actually gay, but obviously back then you weren't allowed to be. It was illegal and could get you arrested and killed. So he lied about it, stayed with his wife, but would still and go sleep around with guys. And her and I argued about it. I'm trying to remember if it was actually set in the 50s or more new age, but I think it was actually more new age because that was one of her arguments. And her argument, she was like, why, like, there's no reason why he should have been doing that. Like, just leave your wife and go be a single bachelor. That was fine. Like, it's fine for guys. And I had the argument. I'm like, no, that's not. And I'm like, I looked at her. I was like, I'm surprised of all people that you would say that. She's like, it was fine. Like, a guy could be a bachelor and it's a hip thing. Like, oh, he has all the ladies. Like, no, the whole point of men getting married was to hide their gayness of it. Because if you didn't, then even if it was questioned at any point in time throughout Christian history, it was you'd get your ass kicked and killed. So of course you would lie about it. I was like, there's no hesitation. There's still places in the world today where you have to go marry a woman, pretend to be straight, and it's because you don't want to get killed. Because there's so many places in the world where being gay is still illegal and is penalty of death. So that's where the struggle comes in for us, where I'm trying to remember if it was 19, fuck, what year was Stonewall? Can you remember, Dana, off the top of your head?
No.
Can't remember off the top of my head right this minute, but Stonewall wasn't that many decades ago. And it was because they were standing, gay people were standing up for their rights, and people were being killed because they were gay. So you could go from one day of being, well, you were straight Glenn Friday, and Saturday you came out as gay, and all of a sudden everyone sees you different. There's no real difference in you. You're still the exact same person. It's just the difference of who you love. That was it. And you can be treated.
1869.
Thank you. I thought, yeah, I should have remembered 69. I thought 68 for some reason, but I was wrong. I should have remembered. Damn it.
I just had to think. Sorry, go ahead.
So you had stuff like that where people were just being treated different and cruelly so because they changed who they were in love with. And that was it. And you would be getting killed for it. There's still that happening over in the States. And that's the horrifying part and why we still have to actually fight for rights, is because things like that are still happening to this day where we're not being seen as equal human beings. We're still being seen as lesser than. I personally haven't experienced it, not firsthand, anyways, because to me, I don't care. Like, okay, yeah, I prefer to sleep with women. Woo, big whoop. That's such a tiny part of my personality. Like, there's so much more to me. What the fuck does that matter? And I think it's a mild testament to the place where we work because it's not like people there don't know and they don't treat me any differently. They may not agree with what I am or what I do, but they don't treat me any differently because of it. They're just like, okay, you're still Taylor. It's like, yes, exactly. Spread that knowledge to the rest of the world because I didn't change. I'm still exactly the same. You just know one little tidbit about me more. And it's something that I wish that the world was like that, because it is such a scary thing to have on your mind at all times, because you have to literally worry about your life. When you're a straight white person, specifically like a straight white man, you're at the top of the heap. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. You're just like, yeah, well, why would you have to worry about that? And it's one of those things, like, I've had interesting conversations with one of my friends because she's trans. And we've talked about, because she has the different upbringing. And I love having the conversations with her because for her being born a boy and then getting to transition into who she truly is, I've gotten to ask her point of view of, okay, you were a white, straight man back in the day. what was it like? And she's like, it's so different, like what you guys are taught, even like the key thing that we're all taught in like grade school. If you're a girl and you're walking alone at night, you're supposed to keep your keys tucked into your
Right.
knuckles. So that way, if someone comes at you, you can punch them and do major damage. We're literally taught that from grade school on. We're not taught, oh, hey, someone will come and help you. We're taught, no, screaming won't do anything. You have to deal damage.
Yeah.
Whereas for a little boy growing up, that wasn't a thing taught whatsoever. That was just, oh, yeah, you know, oh, you just find a girl, you find her cute, like just kind of chase her around the playground thing. So it's interesting to get the different points of view and to kind of
Pull her
see.
pigtails.
Oh, God, I fucking hate that. Oh, he's
So
being
go ahead
cruel
and
to you.
abuse her.
Yep. Oh, he's being cruel to you because he likes you. And like, no, how about we don't teach our children that?
So mental health wise, how does it weigh on your mental health knowing that if you were to travel to certain areas of the US, you would literally have to walk looking over your shoulder for your own safety?
It honestly deters me from going to basically anywhere in the States. There are some places that I would go, but overall, there's a lot of places that I would avoid in the States, or I would just bold face lie and say, oh, yeah, I have a boyfriend back home.
Right.
Because it is a terrifying fact to know that just south of me, I could cross the border and someone could just take offense to the fact that I'm gay and kill me. Because. No other reason, not because I've done anything to actually harm them, but because they just think, oh, well, gays are horrible and a disease. We should wipe them off the face of the planet.
Right.
So to me, it's terrifying. And watching all of the states change their laws that first started affecting the drag queens, then the verbiage was stated in a way that actually affected transgender people. I literally told my friends and my one dearest friend, I told her, I was like, I will drive over and I will pick your ass up and bring you back and just harbor you here. And it's like,
Yep.
there is literally, and I want to say recently, I saw an article about they're trying to make, I can't remember what the terminology is, but trying to make it so that if the gays were to, gays, trans, anything like that, were to try and come to Canada, they could use not like war refugees, but I can't think of the actual term. Can you?
Asylum, like
Yes,
asylum.
thank you. Asylum. That they would be offered asylum because they're being persecuted in their own country. And that honestly, like, scares the living shit out of me. Where it makes me worry, like, I'm glad that I'm Canadian and that we've been so progressive for so long, but it still
Yeah.
scares me to think how quickly things could change. It's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
okay, it took like next to no effort to change some of the stuff over there from being, okay, everyone has freedoms and oh, yay, America, to ah, fuck all this shit, we're taking it all away. Like,
Yeah.
nope, that's horrifying to know that I could go stateside and end up dead. Like, I was worried about that mildly before. Now I'm far more worried about that. And it plays on your mind because it stays more forefront. Whereas before it kind of like it used to be a back burner thought. It wasn't something that was right there at the front of your mind going, oh yeah, you could be dead, you know.
Right.
Like there's even, like you said, there's places around the world, like Russia, Jamaica, trying to think of some of the other places.
It's a couple countries in Africa where it's illegal.
And their penalty isn't anything light. It's not like, oh, well, you go to jail. It's no, you get killed. You get dead. That is your reward for being gay and coming out. You get dead.
Yeah.
So, as much as I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? Jamaica looks beautiful. No, thank you. I'm not going to go there. I'll just look at it in pictures and be like, oh, that's so pretty there. I'm going to Aruba where they're like, yeah, we actually have really great gay rights. You want to come here and be gay? Come on. look at all our prettily colored buildings. They even look like the rainbow, right?
I think it's sad. So sad. So
It
sad. And
is sad.
like I said, like I have ignorance because I've never had to deal with that.
Well, I've had some entertaining conversations over the years, and one of the girls, she doesn't work with us anymore, but she used to. She turned to me the one day and she asked, she's like, "Can I ask you something?" She was like, "You know where me, because I went to college with her sister." So she's like, "You know me and my sister grew up in a tiny ass town, Blenheim, like tiny." And she was like, "I don't think we even knew any gay people." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I know. Your sister and I talked about that a lot. It's sheltered." And she said, "How did you know? Like, how do you know that you're not interested in men?" And I turned to her and I was like, "The simplest answer is, how do you know you're straight?" And she looked at me and she took a second. You could see like that moment of her buffering the question as she kind of came to realize, and she looked at me and went, "Oh my God, that makes sense." I'm like, "Exactly. You haven't tried sleeping with another vagina, so how do you know that you're not gay?" She's like, "Well, I just know." There's the answer for all gay people. It's not you go and sample things and go, "Oh, well, you know, yeah, I'm definitely gay.
Sample.
I'm
Some
gonna
people
sample a little
do.
of this." There are some, but 9 times out of 10, when you talk to them, they're like, "Well, you know, I figured I was, but I was trying to like keep it away. So I touched the penis instead and tried to go with that, and it wasn't fun for me."
I think is this whole thing is so sad. Like I said, I don't follow it, but like listening to you talk about how like they're reversing your rights is just it's just insane. I know that people might think from my comments, I truly like I'm not I just I'm not racist, I'm not homophobic. I think everybody should have the same rights. I think we should all be treated the same. And I mean, I think because I wasn't like I haven't been exposed to a lot of because again I was in a small town too, grew up in a small town, and I think more so is my mind is because I don't think that way. I just think of everybody as an equal, so it doesn't
It
dawn
doesn't
on
make
me
sense.
that yeah, like I find it doesn't dawn on me the struggles or or that you would be treated any different.
Right.
And I think that's honestly the part where, to me, I think that's just a downfall in society, is that I know I've said it before to other people, where to combat racism, to combat homophobia, to combat like religious persecution, any of those kind of things, I think schools need to become more well-rounded, where they properly include everything and from an unbiased point of view, where it's, here are the facts of what's happening. Because there's no, like, when I was in any year in school, whether it was grade school, high school, I think a little bit in college, but not much, there's no education on gay stuff. You don't go about any of it. You're just like, "Oh yeah, like I got my education of being gay because my mom, when she was 19, I think it was, came back from living in the Dominican and moved back home and started working at the AIDS Committee and got her world awakening of learning about so much." And that was where she met her best friend, my Uncle Jimberly. May he rest in peace. And she became best friends with him. They became inseparable. And she got to see everything firsthand about the struggles that he went through, the scare of the AIDS pandemic, and how they were persecuted and treated back then. Like, I watch documentaries now about the AIDS pandemic, and I pause and I ask her questions about it. I'm like, "Was it really this bad? Like, why were their own families avoiding them?" And she's like, "We would go in. That was one of the things that they would do at the AIDS Committee, go into the hospice or hospital and just go and sit with them and hold their hands while they were dying, because their own families would abandon them because they thought they were dirty just because they
Well,
got AIDS."
that and They were told it was contagious, but they weren't told it was contagious via saliva, blood, bodily fluids. They were just told it was contagious. So
Yeah, there isn't a lot
therefore,
known about it.
hugging somebody
Exactly.
with AIDS was going to give you AIDS, is what the general pop thought.
And that was the, or is, not even was, the heartbreaking thing to see on any of those videos or listening to people talk about it, because my mom's like, yeah, I lost so many friends because of it. And she still feels heartbroken about it all these years later. But it was one of those things that was used against the gay community to say, see, they're dirty. They're the ones who got this. Like, okay, do you want to talk about all the drug users who got this, who were straight, had nothing to do with gay sex? It was literally just they used
Dirty
drugs and it was
needles, yeah.
needles. And even some of the ones where it was they got it because of a bad blood transfusion, anything like that. It's like, do you want to talk about those things? But no, they just blamed it on the, well, those gay men are dirty. See, we told you they're bad. And it just put a bigger divide between the understandings and set the community back further, because that's what the general populace thought. They're like, oh my God, they were right all this time.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking to see, because there's still some places that use that stuff to try and segregate them even further. And it's something that I hope, like I said, I hope someday that we come to the point of time where they think like you and me, Joyelle, where it's just everyone is just a person.
Well, I
That's
know
it.
that nobody's going to get that from this podcast,
No, but
but
I know you.
that's how I truly think. But I mean,
But I know you.
I have questions, and maybe they're awful questions,
You know what?
and they're and I'm not knowledgeable on it. And I ask the questions, and I put it out there, and change my mind, like.
What gay questions do you have? Because I'm always the thought, I have had this argument within my own community, because there are, as you said, there are some gay people or in the community who just literally hate straight people because they're straight. That's literally it. They're like, oh, they used the wrong pronouns, or oh, they didn't call me the right sexuality, anything like that. And I'm the first question I always ask is, well, did you tell them? Like, did you nicely correct them and say, oh, sorry, actually, I am whatever? And they're like, well, no, but they should have known. It's like, they're not telepathic. They can't just be like, oh, I know what you are. Like, no, you have to calmly tell them. Now, if they don't respect you after that fact, that's a different story. So therefore, I open it up to, I mean, either one of you can ask questions, but what questions, like, what kind of questions do you have for the gay community?
Well, now I'm on the spot and I don't know what
Come back to
questions.
me.
I think just like the whole thing is a question, right? Because I'm not gay and I'm straight and I don't really follow the news and that much, and I just think of everybody as equal. So I guess that like when I like say I see somebody I think at the beginning, I don't know if it was at the beginning of the podcast or we were just talking beforehand or something, and I forget we used the word term gay and you said even though that's like not acceptable now or something, and it was like seriously, because that's how I just call tell people they're gay, like if you're gay. Like I
I would
don't
say
know the whole LG
there's,
like terminology and stuff.
so from my perspective, even being part of the community, I don't pay attention anymore to how many different letters are being added or numbers or symbols anymore, because they just continuously add to it. So I either just refer to it as the community, or I stop at the LGBT, because that's what I grew up with. And it's not that I'm excluding the rest. It's literally that I just can never remember all the rest. So I just stop at the letters that I know for sure are in there. I'm like, I know there's others, and they're all included when I'm talking about them. And it's why it makes it easier. Because if you actually say about, if you go around and talk to most people and you say, oh, in the community, 9 times out of 10, they're going to assume and know that it's part of the LGBT blah, blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah, 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 community.
The Rainbow Coalition.
Yes, that is one of my favorites. That or the Rainbow Mafia, like I love that one. That's one of my favorite. Or I saw the one on TikTok that the woman referred to it as the legibidiqua. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that properly anymore, but I absolutely loved it. And a lot of us in the community were like, oh, I like that. Now that is what I am. That or Los Gibbities, because that was from another one of the, I think one of the lesbian TikTok creators. That's what her mom called it. She was like, oh, you know, the Los Gibbities. And I was like, I love
See, I
it.
think my thing is I wouldn't think to refer to you as anything. Like you're Taylor.
Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly.
Truthfully. So I mean, I don't go, hey, this is my friend Taylor. Should I use the word lesbian or gay? Like, I don't think I should use either. You're
Oh
just
my God,
Taylor.
Peanut. Thank you.
It's
Thank you,
true.
thank you, thank you. Do you know how many people
This is my gay friend.
when they've met my brother for the first time and he's like walked away, they'll be like, is your brother gay? And I'll be like, oh, didn't I introduce him as my gay brother Darren? Like, come on, people. This is my brother Darren. I shouldn't have to say this is my gay brother
I
Darren.
know there's been a lot of times, like especially at work, like there's certain, like okay, the other day we're I know that you
I
said
know exactly what you're talking about.
yeah, this is how he introduced himself
Literally.
as gay Josh, but just to him as an example, like when you didn't say gay Josh at first, you just said Josh. And something and I was like, oh, I don't know who that is, and you're like, gay Josh. And that's how I've had, like, there are a lot of times, like even like when I first, like when, and I do it, I maybe that's wrong sometimes, I'm like, I'll say Taylor and somebody will be like, who's Taylor? And at first I try to describe you as anything else of
Really, I
what you
use just the
are.
lesbian Taylor.
But then
That
I'm
or
like,
OG.
oh, she's gay. And then they'll be like, oh, okay. And it's like, but I've had people do that to me too. Like I'll ask who's like say who's Taylor? And they'll be like, oh, she likes women. It's like, oh, really? Like it's just sometimes people, that's how it's like, do you say she's a lesbian? Do you say she's gay? But I
Either works, it's the
mean,
same.
but that's, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think of people as that. And there's been many times at work I've been shocked where somebody will be like, I'll be like, describe somebody to me. And they're like, oh, well, like, she's gay. And I'll be like, really?
You're like, that doesn't
It's like,
describe them at all.
or he's gay. And I'm like, really?
It's like they use it as like an appearance trait. You know, Taylor, she's gay with the red hair.
Yes, I've finally done it.
Well, there were, I just like there was the one guy at work. I'm not gonna name his name, but I guess like he used to be a woman. Is that, do you know who
Oh, I
I'm
know.
talking
Yep.
about? And then like somebody said that to me and I'm like, really? Like I had no idea. Like I don't think of things like that when I meet somebody.
And that to me shows that it's not like, I guess to a certain degree, it's yes, you have ignorance, but it's just because you've not been exposed to stuff. But you also, at the same time, like you don't look at someone and go, oh, well, you're gay Taylor. Like, that's not how you're going to go and be like, oh, yeah, this is my gay friend Taylor right here. Like, no, you look at it and you're like, her with the tattoos. Like, I mean, it's not like you couldn't say, like, oh, yeah, here's her forearm tattoo to describe which one I am. I'm the only one with this tattoo on me.
Yeah, like there's so many things about somebody's appearance that you can use to describe them. Their
The fat
sexuality
one.
shouldn't be one
Yeah.
of
The really pasty ass white one.
Like I worked with the one guy for like ever. I had not a clue until somebody one day was saying something about that. And I was just like, really?
You're like, shut your mouth.
Kind of. Then I had questions.
Then I had questions.
I heard say, like, and that's the thing is that in a lot of the cases, most trans people don't go around. It's not like they're announcing that they're trans. They're just like, oh, yeah, I'm a guy or I'm a girl, like, whatever it is. They don't go around and be like, oh yeah, I'm a trans girl. So that way you really know the difference. Like, the whole point is they just want to be that gender. So they don't go around telling everyone. And for those of us that know, we're like, oh yeah, like I knew. And it's like, why would I care? Like, okay, yeah. It's like, I can describe him in 52 other ways. And other people are like, oh, the trans guy. Like, why is that the thing? It's like, what about him? He doesn't look trans. So how the fuck would you even know? And be like, oh yeah, it's a trans guy over there. It's like, he doesn't look it. So how would you know?
That's when you say, what? There's a trans person here? I
Oh
had
my
no
God, I'm going to
idea.
HR.
I just
I had
kind of
no
was like,
idea.
I was just like, really? That's kind of, but then there was that one, there was another person that I
Ugh.
don't know what they were. So then what do you do?
Oh, well, then you're just screwed in the community because heaven forbid you accidentally use the wrong pronoun. And if it's someone, like, depending on who it is, and they don't take the time to explain it to you. Like, I had a conversation with one of the girls at work who had said, like, okay, I don't know how to react to this person. She's like, I don't know if they want to be called a guy, a girl. Like, I can't tell. And she's like, and I'm afraid to ask because my friends have told me that I'm not allowed to ask because that's insensitive. I'm like, no, you have to ask. How the hell else would you know? Like, you're not clairvoyant. You can't look at someone and be like, oh, I know exactly what you want to be called. Like, no, the truth of the matter is you have to ask. And if someone takes offense to that's a them problem because you're trying to be respectful and say, okay, hey, what do you want to be called? Like, unless you're going to go around, and I mean, the one person did go around because we had one of the operators who constantly referred to him as a her. So he literally went and got big ass stickers and put he, him, and his name. So that way she would hopefully get the message because he was also slightly scared of her, like most people are.
Is that who I'm thinking of
Probably, yeah.
that got
Because he's,
fired?
yes, that one. I'm gonna say, because he's just at the beginning of his transition.
Oh,
So
because
the
I
look at him,
totally would have went with a girl.
that's what I would say. That's what I did when I came back from my leave. And he turned and went, actually, it's he, him. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, no worries. And just instantly switched. And that's how it should be done. Because you can't tell by looking at someone right away. And if you use the wrong ones, it's not an intentional thing of, oh, I'm purposely going to call you a girl. It's just because that's what we see with our eyeballs. So then you go and you learn and you correct yourself. And you just go, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, whatever you want to be called, I'm fine with that. Just let me know. Because that's how we learn and grow as a society as a whole, like the entire human race. You can't just assume that everyone knows. No, you have to politely inform them. And like I said, if after that they intentionally call you the wrong thing, then you know there's a problem because they're purposely not respecting you as a human being and you have something to fight. Excuse me.
You
So,
drop gloves.
exactly. Then you start taking off them and you're like, let's go, brah. Let's go. Come at me.
Throw
Oh.
down hands.
Exactly. Start throwing the hands all over the place.
Although, unless
But
it's like names, because sometimes, like, you ask somebody their name
oh.
and they tell me, and it's like, I wasn't listening.
It leaves. Unless I actually talk to you day in, day out, I will not use people's names. I'll just be like, hey.
I always like I wait for that, like if they're talking to somebody else, I try to listen in and then just like say their name. Say their name.
Say their name, but in. I do that constantly. Or I wander up and like I'll ask one of the supervisors, I'm like, hey, what's that one's name over there? That one over there doing the thing. Yeah, that one. Don't look at them. Tell me what their name is.
Sometimes you can't go by name.
No, that's getting even harder too sometimes.
Was gonna say,
So.
yeah, because you have people like Joanne Dana. See your fucking name on the board. I'm like, who the fuck Joanne?
But I mean, okay, so.
Yeah, like their name could be, like Taylor could be, we have guy Taylors
It's
and
a
girl
unisex
Taylors.
name.
Yes.
But I mean, there's also instances, and my daughter's grad was one of them. During convocation, they're calling the names of students graduating, and they call all the names, so like first, middle, and everything else after. a young man was called up on stage, Jonathan Hazel. I won't say his last name because, but if his family was like my family and called their children by their middle name, he'd be going by Hazel. Think about that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's more associated with a female.
Oh God, yeah.
So it's interesting.
I say, oh yeah, it's extremely hard, I think, in this day and age to try and carefully navigate through the waters. And it's why, to me, I'm like, it's one of those, like, it causes mental distress on both sides. Because it's not just us being in the community where we're like, okay, yeah, we need to have this. But you also have the people on the outside going, do I call you what? And then you have the gay Josh.
I think that, like, I'm not trying to purposely be ignorant or rude to anybody. I, like, certainly hope, like, people don't think that of me, but I don't know everything. I don't follow it. I ask questions, and I'm kind of a blunt person. So,
and that's fine, Peanut. If anybody has problems with what's said on the podcast today, please feel free to send us an email. We would love to address your concerns. And we'll leave it at that. Don't apologize for anything.
You're trying
more.
To learn.
You're learning.
Exactly.
Like, when my
I
brother,
appreciate that more than just being blunt and
when
being
my,
ignorant.
When my brother came out as gay, I had to learn. And I probably pissed off a lot of people in the process. But it's like you said, you're learning. It's when you lose your will to want to learn that it becomes an issue with disrespect.
Yes.
I think what you said today was respectful. You're learning, you have questions, and yeah, so if anybody has a problem with it, I welcome you to email us. I will be more than happy to engage in conversation with you.
I can hear the keyboard warrior coming out.
And the statistics.
You want to come at me, bro? Let's do this.
But yeah, so we've got 4 minutes remaining, so let's wrap it up in our nice tight little bundle.
I was gonna say tight little hole. I'm going to hell.
Wow, try to keep it clean for 1 week, ladies.
Never. 69, damn it. 1969.
And we'll let Taylor give you guys the information for emailing us your concerns.
So as always, our email is depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. No matter if it's good or bad, we do love to hear from you. You can also find us on Facebook under the same thing. And of course, our episodes get posted on Dana's TikTok and
Twitter.
That other Twitter there. Thank you. Twitter. And they're both under Scooby, which is SKOOBI
71.
I slowly got there. And then you can also find the episodes are posted on my own personal Instagram at goddesstaytay25. And I think that's it for me.
Okay. So you can find us on podomatic.com. Just search for Depressed Breakfast Club. We will be archiving some of our earlier episodes. So we will start sharing the archive link. It'll probably be a Google Doc. So we thank you all for listening today. We don't have time for affirmations. Sorry, we all love each other. There.
I should talk faster. Love you, love you, love you.
Happy Pride.
Woo!
To all of our friends celebrating for the month of June. We look forward to We want to hear your pride stories. Yes, please send us your pride stories. I want to hear your pride stories. I love reading them, and if there's some good ones, we'll read them on a podcast.
Ooh, yes.
So with that note, have a splendid week ahead and enjoy the summer weather.
Bye.
Ciao for now.
Bye.